This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
You know the settings, forget the cost of the wedding. The way we're in a lot, got them dreading. They watch when we step in, me not care. The only difference is, them are pre, we're prepared. And it's easy like that, that cheeky type lass. You ring me, I miss your call, and then I text you right back. And you stress me about that, but I'm wretched like that. And I kill that pussy for you, I'm protective like that. Woo! My lady says she love it when I say, oh yeah. That's because it's yeah. I'll be there to squeeze through the night, as long as you always keep my something tight.
I know I'm not perfect, don't ever turn your back. I'll show you I'm worth it.
Take me as I am,
my girl.
Take me as I am.
Oh, oh.
Take me as I am,
and I will do better. Give me one shot, I'll treat you like treasure.
Take me as I am.
Oh, girl, oh, girl.
Northside party, swimming to your ocean, that's a poolside party. Living for the moment, that's an all-night party. Say I'm uncool, but I'm cool with your auntie. Pinky frosted, pinky promise. I promise I'ma keep it honest and keep you on it. See, I was running green for us through the forest. So now the car's Triptronic with a peace sign on the bonnet. Pounds into dollars, Cleveland, where LeBron in. Had to touch down over foreign. 32 bottles, tell him spin my verse back. She loved me for my net game, verse set match.
I know I'm not perfect, don't ever turn your back. I'll show you I'm worth it.
Take me as I am,
my girl.
Take me as I am.
Oh, oh.
Take me as I am,
and I will do better. Give me one shot, I'll treat you like treasure.
Take me as I am.
Oh, girl, oh, girl.
Take me as I am.
Oh, baby, girl.
Hello.
Yo, babe.
What are you saying?
Nah, I'm just fucking in the studio. I'm just recording something in the week quickly.
You're like always in the studio, innit? Like, when are you gonna spend some time with me?
Fucking, babe, listen, I've been here for a couple of hours, innit? My man come late, so I'm just here till I finish. Right, where are you?
You know where I am. Like, you know I'm here waiting for you. Like, I've cooked and you said you was gonna come and it's like 8 o'clock. Your food's getting cold.
Babe, we've got microwave and everything, man.
Microwave?
No, I'm joking, I'm going mad. Nah, you know, I'm just, when I'm done, I'll come.
When's that gonna be?
When's that gonna be? Are you asking me that?
Wait, who you talking to?
Say that again?
You didn't hear me? I said, when is that going to be?
It's going to be today at some point.
See what I mean? You're like, you always just want to take the piss of me. Do you think I'm just any chick or something?
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? Like, I have to beg to spend time with my own man.
You don't have to beg, but
I have to beg you. Like, even the other day when you came, how long was I asking for you to come see me?
Babe, you sound like one of your friends, them, that ain't got no man, you know?
What do you mean? You're moving like I ain't got a man. Because I've been begging you to see, like, what, you don't want to be with me no more or something?
Why? What's going on?
Are you
what?
Seeing someone else?
What day is it today or something?
No, are you seeing someone else? Like, are you seeing someone else?
How do we get from that to that?
That's how I feel in it. Are you seeing someone else? Because like, I don't even know
how
anymore.
We gone from that to that? You've rang me talking about time. Now you're talking about someone else. I feel I'm like telling you where I am. And you're going mad.
You don't appreciate me.
Babe, like, snap out of that.
What do you mean?
Snap out of that. Of course I appreciate you, but what's going on?
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't appreciate me.
So what do you want to do?
What do you want to do, innit? Because right now, like, I feel like you're being long.
What do I want to do? I want to record this tune, but I'm on the phone.
See what I mean? Listen, okay, cool. Say now, dickhead.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Do you want to go first?
You go first.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR.
Payne and Sylvester
You said Wagwan.
Wagwan world. What's going on?
Is that all you wanted to say?
Yeah. I don't know. She just said talk, and so I spoke, innit?
Well, yeah, only because you said Wagwan at the same time and I said Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. So I thought you had something to say specifically.
And I was just going to say, like, Wagwan, what's going on? Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, the boring basics.
Yeah, the boring basics.
Like the Radio 101. How are you, listeners? We're Payne and Sylvester. Ha. You know, bog standard shit.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Same old.
Same old.
Yeah. I don't know. Nothing really interesting has happened in my life since we last were in the office. We only do very part-time hours, you see.
Yeah.
To all those that don't know, we actually only work on Wednesdays between 4 and 6.
The rest of the time, I literally do fuck all.
Mm. I suppose we are working still, but no, we're only in the office between 4 and 6.
No, I do nothing. Yeah. I just prep for 4 till 6.
Right.
That's all I do.
Your whole world revolves around these 2 hours.
Yeah, I just prep. My life is just one big prep. However, I do prep for my cases, mm-hmm. my lawyer cases.
Yeah, we've had some interesting ones of late.
Mm. Yeah.
You can kind of get involved in the discussion if you email us, inc@fubarradio.com, or tweet to us.
@FUBARradio.
There you go.
I love how that's my bit now.
Yeah, we've got that down to a T.
I'm part of the professional bit of the show now,
mm-hmm.
where you give the you know, the, well, how would you say? You know,
it's a disclaimer if anything.
Yeah,
I'm joking. It's not. It's our profession. It's something that we're very proud of. We do like to sort of help you out with your day to day problems in life. So yeah, you can indeed email us and we'll try to resolve those issues. You might also even get your issue resolved by a member of the Heavy Trackers. Mm. They're going to be joining us for what is our anniversary show.
Oh shit.
It is. We are a year old as an establishment.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, a much deserved round of applause.
I feel like we should have done something more
special.
Yeah.
There is mead chilling in the fridge, so don't
is
worry
there
about
mead?
That.
I'll crack into it later. I feel a bit ropey.
I am a bit as well.
I was saying that earlier on this to Harley. I had a sip of Desperados earlier on.
What's that?
It's a tequila flavoured beer.
Ooh.
I immediately felt sick.
Well, that's because that's wrong.
But I know I can usually drink that beer.
Horrible.
With no qualms.
You've never had a Desperado?
No, that doesn't
surprise me.
That's another first for her to try.
I don't really like lager or tequila, so there's nothing there for me, is there?
Yeah, it's true. No. They haven't sold it at all. Yeah.
To be fair, I don't really like Desperados at all either.
Do you not? I
think if I had a sip of Desperado, and it's weird because I love tequila and I love beer, but infused together, I'm not a fan.
No?
No, too
not
sweet.
Not only one, repping.
Too sweet.
It's got. I think it's got elements of beer in it, and then it's just got that extra bit.
No, there's something else going on there. So it's got like bare grams of sugar in it.
Well, maybe I'd like it then. Maybe I don't like tequila and lager separately, but together.
Mm. No, but it's quite sweet. It's not like it doesn't. It's not like bitter as you'd think.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's definitely us on the sweeter side.
Yeah, I think you might like it, Nat.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Sarah de Bunda.
Mm. It's another thing to add to the list of firsts that you're going to try.
Still not tried candy floss.
Yep, still haven't tried a Jamaican patty.
I haven't, no.
Still haven't tried Desperados.
No.
Still haven't tried Snapple. No, you have
tried
Snapple.
Well, I had a sip, but I don't remember it, but that's just...
How do you not remember it?
I don't know, because obviously you had no
So how
impact.
Do you know you never had it before that, and you just forgot about it then as well?
That's true, maybe I've had so many Snapples
How
in my
do you
life?
Know you even had a sip of it that time?
Because it was in here.
Yeah, I know, but if you don't remember,
I can't remember it,
then what? How do you know that you had a sip?
That's true.
Because Michael told me I did.
So you just,
so you just believe anything.
You didn't believe your taste buds, you just believed me. Yeah, there. There's a cup of tea, Matt.
Last week, you on the show, you ate 4 pizzas and a curry.
What? Well, I don't eat curry, so that's not true.
You did. It happened.
No, it didn't.
It happened.
I know, I'm not that gullible.
I just don't think you remember.
I'll often text Michael and just say, did I do that? And he'll be like, I didn't know you then, but yeah, I think you did. And then I just go with what you say. Yeah. I'm just like, cool, yeah.
A lot of the time I just text back, sorry, who are you? Just to get her
new number.
Scared.
Who this?
Yeah.
You've got to keep me on my toes.
I've got to keep you on your toes. Right. Absolutely. Speaking of staying on your toes, did you hear the one about the Australian woman who woke up to find a burglar licking her buttocks in the dark?
I did not. That sounded like it was going to be like a... not a nursery rhyme, but like, did you hear?
A limerick. There was an old woman from Australia who found a man licking her genitalia.
Oh, nice.
He got on the bed.
Started giving her head.
He stuck in his head.
And the police came, so it was all a failure. She made a limerick there out of the story. It's quite insensitive, really, isn't it?
Like, yeah. I've got a very good friend of mine called Pete. He's very good at making limericks.
Limericks are amazing.
He's even better when he's like really, really fucked.
There was once a lady named Susan. She liked to have a bit of a boozing. She drank and she drank and she filled up her tank. And then she took her car out for a cruising.
But he does it. He does them so well.
Is Pete you?
No, okay. It's not. It's not my limerick.
It's
alias.
Tyler Durden. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I perform my limericks on stage, I go under the name Pete. Pete Limerick.
There's a gap in the market for that.
There is. Yeah.
Really good limericks, just delivering them on stage.
I'd come to that.
That's quite a good rap name, Pete Limerick.
I think there's someone with someone quite famous with the surname Limerick.
Alison.
What does she do?
She's a singer, isn't she?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Alison Limerick, yeah.
That does sound familiar.
I can't remember what song she did, but I know the name.
That's surprising that you don't know something about music.
Oh, I do know. I do know, actually.
Well, it takes a little kickstart.
It's called Where Love Lives. Where Love Lives.
Oh, is that Alison Limerick?
Yeah.
Mad Ting.
That's a tune as well.
Mad Ting.
You're just a fucking encyclopedia.
Jukebox.
It's actually incredible.
Is it?
Like, yeah, you are seriously a marvel, man. Like,
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever met anyone that knows as many fucking songs as you. Yeah, it's as simple as that.
But it's a problem, because that's why I don't know anything else. I just know that. Ask me about song, fine. Ask me about anything else in common sense. Nope. Can't help you there.
I'd take your knowledge over. You've got through this far.
That's true.
Unless you're like only about 10, but you've had such a tough life that you look like you're 20.
Thank you.
Way.
Very good.
22. You're,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I was pushing 22. It a bit.
22.
But anyway, early 20s.
Yes, Michael. I'm not talking to Harley anymore.
Why? I said you look 22.
You've got this far at 20.
Which means you're 22. You look young but mature.
Thank you very much. Okay, fine. I'm talking to you again.
Yeah, you just get so easily offended. This one,
I
do.
Yeah,
so defensive.
You know what
else
really easily happens as well? We go off on tangents because I was just telling you an amazing story about a woman who had her bum licked in the dark, and we fully went. That's how I know I'm just boring as fuck, innit? If I can introduce a story of that gravity,
the
and then you can just go, yeah,
no.
But anyway.
Yeah, but do you need to... But the thing is, like, do we need to know anything else about that story?
That's true, you know.
It's like, you just... did you hear about that woman who got a bum lit by some burglar?
What
more are you going to hear?
Well, let's find out. Let's get into it, Harley.
So a woman who had gone to sleep wearing a T-shirt and pyjama shorts woke up to find a strange man kneeling next to her bed licking her buttocks. She had thought it was her boyfriend, but after 20 seconds reached across and felt her boyfriend next to her and knew it was a stranger. She whispered, "Someone is there," and her boyfriend found Joseph Tauk kneeling by the bed in Sydney. This is like a major city in Australia. The capital, right?
No, that's Canberra. That's Canberra.
Canberra's the capital of Australia.
Yeah.
Another tangent. This needs to be... Is this true? Can you confirm that?
100%.
All this time, I thought it was fucking Sydney.
It's Canberra,
Canberra
isn't
is
it?
Definitely the capital of Australia.
Definitely.
That's mad.
I've been to Canberra. It's so depressing.
No one talks about Canberra.
They don't. No one...
No, it's because it was when... Back in the day when they were deciding on the capital city of Australia, they couldn't decide between... Sydney and Melbourne, I think it was.
Yeah.
So they just chose Canberra. Canberra, honestly, is one of the most depressing places I've ever been to my entire life.
Why did you go there?
I was playing a show there. And honestly, it's the kind of place, right, where you could kill someone and hide it quite easily and no one would ever know.
Oh, it's
like
bush.
It's mad eerie. No, yeah. It's not really bush. It's just like really eerie. It's like very like, what's the word? Fuck, bollocks, pricks.
Desolate.
Yeah, but that's
deserted.
Not
the word.
No, stop saying words like that because that's. you know when. Oh, symmetrical, sorry.
Symmetrical.
So it's like very like, looks very like man-made and it's like, and there's like just big like towers, not to, like that have served no purpose and shit, like just big like blocks of stone like really high up in the air and like a lake and that's about it.
It sounds like a post-apocalyptic like dystopian.
It really is.
Is that where Mad Max was filmed? Just in Canberra.
Yeah. Like 1984.
Yeah, I also got really bad food poisoning from some food out there which was also... It's also tarnished. But I did have sex with a very lovely Canberran girl.
Oh.
Right.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well
she actually saved my phone as something Canberra. I always from time to time go.
did you go to the bush?
Did I go to the bush? I went to her bush.
Yeah, I was going to say, was she shaved? Or?
The bush. The outback.
No, why would I go to the outback?
I don't know, just have a look. Have a look
There's
at the bush.
There's nothing there.
Too busy hanging out the back. You know what I'm saying?
We even got on another tangent.
Yeah, sorry, get back to the...
Yeah, tangent. Right, anyway. So that's twice.
El Canberra, that was it.
El Canberra.
That's the name of it. El Canberra.
Oh, right, E-double-L-E.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
El Canberra. Anyway, to recap, so she's whispered to a boyfriend when she's felt the sensation of someone tonguing her posterior. Someone is there, and her boyfriend's found Joseph Tauk. That's how I'm going to pronounce his name, unless anyone's got any objections.
No, that sounds good.
Tauk. So he was kneeling by a bed in Sydney, and he said, "What the fuck? Who are you?" I love the fact that that's like the...
Yeah.
You know, that's the quote.
Yeah, who are you? It's not what are you doing or like what are you doing in my house. It's like who are you?
As if depending on who it is, that'll make it all right to lick his beanie's batty while he...
Maybe if
he'd
gone, "I'm Justin Bieber," he'd have gone, "Continue." It's fine.
No, he would have either gone even more mad.
Yeah, I would have kidnapped him and asked for a ransom.
If Bieber, if I woke up, my missus was
batty.
Yeah, if Bieber was licking my beanie's batty,
he's getting kidnapped.
Bieber was licking my beanie's batty.
Sounds like a postmodern tongue twister.
Should I say it fast?
If Justin Bieber licks a billion beanies batties,
then how many batties did Justin Bieber
lick when he licks these billions of beanies batties?
I see.
On a bank holiday.
Two.
With BB Borelli. Justin Bieber licked BB Borelli's billionth batty. And on the billionth day, BB Borelli said to Bieber, "That's my batty. Back off, Bieber."
This is all true as well.
This all happened.
What did Bieber say?
He said, "Babe, your batty is the billionth beautiful batty I've ever been..." Oh, fuck. Help me out.
Biting.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Along those lines.
It got weird.
I get mixed up with the bees, but it's something along those lines.
Okay, it got weird is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, very weird.
But anyway, the boyfriend... causing this strange man no harm.
Yeah, who are
Part
you?
Part of me rates you for that. Mm. He escorted him out. Escorted.
Yeah, but
it's like, come on, mate.
I know escorting sounds so polite. Like someone's licking your beanie's bum and you escort him out of the yard.
Yeah, but look,
I don't want that to go in the fucking paper. I look like the biggest fucking pussy ever. I escorted a man out of my yard after he was licking my girl's bum.
You gave him a goodie bag on the way
come
out.
Come on, man.
The guy replied, though. Tauk replied, didn't
he? Yeah, it's like he's just like misbehaved a little bit. And like, you know, like a bouncer.
No, like, it's like he's walked into the wrong house at carnival or something. You know what I mean? "Oh, what, you lot ain't got public toilets? No, you take my money." No, it's fine. Right,
I'll escort you out.
That's escorting someone out of your yard.
Or like if you're in a club and you're like, you know, you're acting a little bit round, the bouncer would like escort you out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, on a professional basis. No, but think about it. This is your yard. This isn't a club, bro.
I know what you're saying.
You're sleeping with your girlfriend and a guy comes in and licks her bum.
Yeah, but what he said, when he said, "Who the fuck, sorry, what the fuck, who are you?" Tauk replied saying, "Sorry, I thought..."
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot that.
That
yeah.
is what's good.
He thought it was the boarding
house. Like, that makes it somehow all right.
Yeah.
What goes on at this boarding house?
He said the front door was open. I just thought it was the boarding house and the front door was open, so I thought I'd come in and lick your bum. No.
Fucking hell.
Some people just baffle me.
So anyway, he's been escorted out of the yard. Yeah.
It's, oh, he's got to be like, if you finished, if you quite finished, now I'll escort you out.
But then he got arrested by nearby by police, who found he was carrying two Viagra and a sex aid. The sex aid was.
What's the sex aid?
They've told us that much. They've been that graphic in the account of the crime.
Probably
but
anal,
then,
anal beads.
Oh yeah, sex aid is like something. Okay.
Or a vibrator. It could be anal beads, dildo, those sort of things.
You're sentenced to 2 years in prison.
Yeah.
Just for
2 years. Do you reckon that's enough?
He won't even get 2 years.
No, he won't.
He'll get like 8 months or something.
I hope they find out what he did to get up, to end up in there.
Yeah, I would like to know why. Sometimes one Viagra is not quite enough. He's for two Viagra night.
For
he's
real.
Going for. I like the fact that she's quite used to her bum being licked by her boyfriend because she just woke up thought it was her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's
again.
A good point.
She didn't even
didn't
like say why
clock.
Are you licking my bum for. She just thought, I thought it was my boyfriend, and then he was next.
20 seconds as well.
Yeah.
20 seconds is a long time to have your bum licked. You know.
I want to know if he was licking her batty crease or just like on her bum.
Yeah.
Do you
get a mouthful of bummy?
Oh.
You get me? That's what I want to know. I think that's what we all want to know.
He loves bummy.
Oh.
He's storing bummy.
It's like he just sees like open houses as like fucking buffets, isn't it? He's just like, what? Bum's in here? All right. Fucking leave me to it, mate.
Bum meat central.
He probably left money on the table by the fucking front door, innit? I think it's literally just a buffet.
I think it'd be quite uncomfortable if you woke up in the middle of the night and anybody was just licking your bum. You'd be like,
Even my partner can't just lick my bum unannounced.
Unannounced.
Unsolicited bum licking. That's a line you don't really cross.
It's just a bit like...
It's got to be a lead into it somewhere. It's not just straight to the bum lick, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, we're sleeping as well. Not even to lips me first, nothing. Just lick my bum, you know? Where did you learn sex, blood? That you're just licking my batty unsolicited. Where did you learn sex about?
I don't know, because it's like, where do you think you're coming from here? Because it's certainly not kissing after you've been licking
your bum. Yeah, exactly. We can't go to lips in now.
There's no
I don't know where you've been. Like, I only just felt you licking my bum. How long have you been doing it?
I mean, like, I don't know.
If I'm sleeping, I wake up, someone's licking my batty. That's the first thing I'm going to. How long have you been doing it? Where's this gone before I woke up? You know what I mean?
Like, where do you think it's going after you finish?
Exactly.
What's happening here? Am I supposed to have a look? Are you?
Yeah.
And then what's happening? I'm not licking yours, I can tell you that.
So many questions.
There's no returning the favour.
Just 20 seconds, you know. It's not
seconds.
Even like...
Let's like count. Can we just count to 20 seconds?
Oh, yeah, that's
okay.
A lot.
Okay, let's do it.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13. This is uncomfortable now. You get me? 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Get off.
Batty wash, blood.
I mean, yeah.
Get off the bum.
20 seconds, you know. You're just allowing that to happen.
Your first thought would be if you wake up and if your bum is being licked when you wake up, I think you'd be like, "What the?"
Yeah,
fuck is
it's
going
a sensation I'm not really used
not
to.
Like,
you get me?
Okay.
But I still just need to like, was he just like just straight licking
the
cheek. The cheek?
That's so weird. It is weird.
He must have like pulled her shorts down as well.
Yeah, because she was wearing pajama shorts.
They're proper like proper pom pom shorts, isn't it? Like
the young girls
wear nowadays.
Yeah,
half the fucking bum cheek hanging out. That's weird. It's just that's just like wearing a thong on road. I can see half your bum. That's uncomfortable for me. You get me? Like 15-year-olds are walking around like that, and you just turn a corner and bam, there's just like six of them. Just it's mad.
I feel old
when I see that shit.
Well, that's what Lady Gaga. That's her. Like, you know, she's promoting the new single with name which escapes me right now, but. And that's her like outfit to promote single. She's wearing these very shorts. I've seen her bum. She's got a good bum. I like her bum.
Let me have a look.
But in the dock, she's wearing a top,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't really cover the boob, so you can see the bottom of the boob.
Right, yeah.
And then you can see her bum. You see her ass.
What do I search for this?
I think if you just put Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga in a
boom
boom shot.
And then go new. Boom boom shot.
In a boom boom shot.
Just
bet
go Lady
come
Gaga,
up.
Go news, I reckon, because she was all over the place
last
week.
Recent?
Like, there we go. Billboard. That's a picture of her.
Let's see.
That's very. It's
but what's the back looking like though?
Oh yeah, it's like there were loads of back pictures. Why haven't Billboard gone with it? Daily Mail wouldn't they? They'd always go
absolutely.
For an old shot.
I mean, you can tell from that picture that you could
see.
Yeah,
that's a belt.
She's wearing a belt. Oh. Yeah.
She's wearing denim pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she'd like to wake up and have her bum being licked at night.
Maybe
no,
she does.
Unsolicited. Yeah, true. Maybe she
maybe
does.
Maybe all of us would quite enjoy it.
Yeah, you, maybe it's one of those ones you just don't know until it happens to you. Yeah, what can you say unless you've been
just a nice like part, like you know.
Maybe that guy's onto something. A part of our psyche that you know we never knew we had. He just like 99% of the time, maybe people have woken up and been like, oh. Don't go anywhere, like kind of.
Maybe it's nice. I don't know. I've never. I don't think I've really had my bum licked enough. Probably.
No,
to
I think
see
I've had my bum licked
if I
at
like
all.
It. If you ever, I mean, no, I don't think I've ever had my bum licked either. And Harley, how are you on bum licking?
Yeah, where do you stand on
that?
Have you had your bum licked before?
No.
Any part of it? Anyone in the gallery
had their bum licked?
Anyone had their bum licked?
Like on the cheeks or inside?
I know we've got a couple of members of the Heavy Trackers in there as well. So have we? Anyone had their bum licked? Just.
Oh.
We've got one.
One.
One out of five.
Like one out of five.
Thumbs up or thumbs down for the bum lick? Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. The bum.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, maybe
human butt plug.
Maybe this guy's onto something.
Perhaps.
Mate, Joseph Tarek is.
He's tapped into. He's one of the X Men. He's just like, a weird sort of.
He's like Gandhi.
Yeah.
Just changing shit.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you've got to try everything.
I just wanted
once.
To think of the most
influential.
He's like Gandhi, sure.
He's
I
like,
think so.
Yeah.
In years to come, we will be celebrating his day. He'll have a day after him, and we'll be
Batty Wash Day.
I think maybe you've got to try everything once. Maybe we should just try the bum licking thing.
What?
Not now, obviously that would be. But like, you've got to give everything.
It's too hot. It's too hot right now. There's too much. There's too much bum meat.
Australia's hot though. To this kind of heat, there would be bum meat.
There'd be bum meats. It'd be bum meat central.
Sweaty bum meat. Because
you know we were talking about the apocalypse. Yeah,
minced beef.
You know we're talking about the apocalypse. Yeah, and. And we were saying about, like, you know, when all the seas dry out and stuff, we're going to have to drink tears and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, as a substitute, we can all drink bum meat.
No, man!
How did I not see that coming?
I didn't see that!
I don't know how you didn't see that coming.
Fucking hell! I'd die.
I'd rather go thirsty. I'd rather go thirsty and have nothing. I'd rather dehydrate.
Yeah.
Than drink bum meat.
So if you could
I wouldn't even want civilization to come back, because then that rumour would just be going around about me. Even when the new world started, yeah, about that guy.
And you would never...
If you could... So if you could survive on bum meat,
no. I'd rather die.
Who are you kissing? Kissing has to go. Everyone's got bum meat breath. No.
If everyone's got bum meat breath,
there'll be toothpaste still around, isn't
it? Yeah, toothpaste is still about.
I'd go to toothpaste for moisture.
Toothpaste will run out before bum meat juice does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in the apocalypse, like, when Satan comes up, it's getting to get warm. Do you know what I'm saying? There's going to be a lot of bum meat.
Do you know what I found interesting? You know what I was saying earlier on about... lack of information sometimes.
Yeah.
So like the other day, I was I don't know why, but I kind of came into contact with the word bronchitis. Right. I know. I was listening to the news, I think, and I think the word bronchitis came up. And I was thinking to myself, like, I know the definition of bronchitis, but I'm quite, I've always been quite, you know, autodidactic, and I do like to research some stuff, and I just wanted to find the actual dictionary definition of bronchitis and see if I had it, say for instance as a health condition, I'd want to know the definition really quite quickly, right? So I went to the dictionary, right, and this is just really random, by the way, but I went to the dictionary. I typed in bronchitis, right, thought let me get the dictionary definition of bronchitis, and it came up with this definition. Fuck my 3G.
That's not what bronchitis is.
No.
I don't know where you've got that from. Imagine that's the new
term. That's going to piss me off.
I would like that to be fuck my 3G fucking bronchitis again.
All right, I'm going to have to tell you about that later. In the meantime, let's play a song while I try and connect to the Wi-Fi. This is Fubar Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Turn off the TV and hang that sign on the door where we the pool hall. Well, is it here? I look in the drugstore. Is it here? No, it don't come here no more. Well, I tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting behind us down at the Pentatus. That he's got up his sleeve. Well, I hope it isn't contagious. What's her name? Is that her there? Oh Christ, I think he's even conious here. And is that her? Well, then what's her name? Oh, it's never gonna be the same. That's not her. I know what's wrong. Cause Jackie
presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
One of the sexiest things that someone's ever said to me was when I was very much like doing the stuff, we're getting down to it. I was clearly very much getting to the point where I was just like, I want to come. You know when you get in there and you're
and
just
that's
like,
allowed.
You're like, I want this. And I think he could tell in terms of my body language that I was just like gearing up.
Good. Yeah.
But then he just stopped and said to me, he was just like, you're going to come when I want you to come. And I was just like, oh my God!
Baller, that's a nice one. Good job.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, sorry about that. Just shuffling around the office.
Can I hear myself?
Yeah.
No, you need to tie me up, I think. Hey, 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 hey.
There you are.
Huh. Quick reshuffle, and we're back. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We are joined by two very esteemed friends of ours, Tank and Teddy from the Heavy Trackers.
Hello!
What's clacking, mate?
It's all good, man. Playing a little musical chair, man. We're back now.
Yeah, yes. we are indeed. Who won? It looks like
well,
it was a draw.
I'm out of my chair, so I lost.
Oh, you lost, yeah. No, but that was by choice. That was a suicide mission.
Yeah, but I still lost. I still lose. Yeah,
it's a suicide mission. Kamikaze.
Oh, fucking hell. All right, no, I'm good. I'm good to go now. Yeah. Right. I'm ready.
Safely back at your desk. It's been a busy period for you two since we last spoke. In fact, last time we spoke on FUBAR, it was only yourself, Teddy, that came in, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, because I think Tank... where were you? He was probably down the road at Five Guys or something.
He was just chilling.
And Ras was probably doing what Rasai does.
Yeah, yeah.
Not turn up. Ras is like the Wiley of the group.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
bro, I'll be there for the video.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
are you? I'm in South London. But you do know it's in Wolverhampton Central. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I rate that.
He is super elusive. I think that's cool. I think that's like, you know, it's a very noble quality.
Was he meant to come today?
Yep.
You know, probably
I don't even know if we put that in a group chat. We normally put stuff in a group chat. He's probably listening now, like, raw, like, I didn't even know it was meant to
be. Oh, do you not bother telling him anymore?
Yeah, whatever you see on Twitter.
I hear that. But it has been super. To be honest, you know, he's kept busy, as you all have anyway. Yeah. So it kind of gives him a reason to sort of shy away from the limelight anyway, because, you know, like I said, it's been a very busy period for you since we last spoke. And I think at the time when we last spoke, you were responsible for, you know, Stormzy production, Meridian Dan, sort of really kind of trickling into like Bonkers production as well at the time. But since then, you know, just break down a list of the people you've worked with just since then. It's been incredible. because I won't be able to do it. I mean, there's so fucking many.
Even some, even with us, with me, I forget sometimes. Mm. As yeah. well. So like, there's a big list. It's a big, big, big like list of artists that we've played, we've worked with anyway.
I think Wiley.
Yeah.
Easy. Bizzle,
yeah. White Tiger, innit?
Yeah.
I mean, Kano.
Again,
Blitz and Tobes.
Yes, of course. Who are making waves right now? And you guys are really sort of representing them and pushing them as well,
yeah,
right?
We've actually done a whole project with them. That like literally went from just producing it to actually want to executive manage everything, and he actually came out on our label as well. Justin, Michael Payne, and
Iggy Azalea. Even though you know, it's a good thing. I actually had a spat with some of her fans on Twitter the other day.
Yeah,
because I said
some of whose fans?
Iggy Azalea's fans. Right.
She's still got fans,
mate. Apparently, like my Twitter was literally just awash with people going go die and.
What did you say?
I said. The only time I ever played Fabric, because you know Fabric recently got closed down and stuff, and everyone was kind of, you know, putting forth their sentiments and their memories of the venue. And I said, the only time I ever played Fabric, I supported Iggy Azalea. So a part of me, a part of me was kind of glad it closed down to help me erase the memory. And then all the fucking fans, I didn't add her or anything. I didn't, like, you know, put her handle in the tweet. I just wrote it. And they came for me, boy.
No, but it's your fans who like Iggy Azalea more than you. That's it. It's people who follow you who like Iggy Azalea more.
That's true. They would have to have seen it. She didn't.
No, they search her fucking name, don't they?
Not even. Like,
you'll see. No, Harley's a hermit. No, that's one thing you don't understand. Harley's actually a hermit. He doesn't know anything about social media. He doesn't realize
that you can
just search your name. And Natalie is pretty much a hermit as well. Natalie's never tried anything. That's not true.
She has, because when we were outside, you know, we talk about bum leaking. So someone is.
But Natalie was saying. She's never tried. Saying that she would like to, she was saying that maybe some people like bumlick.
Well, clearly the guy that we were talking about did. He loved bumlick.
Natalie,
rimming is a thing.
Yes, I know it is. It is a thing. Which one of you two had tried it and liked it?
Next amazing comment, please. Yeah, we didn't prepare for this. Normally, you go on radio and it's no swearing, no mention of this and
no
that.
No bum licking, definitely no bum licking.
We walk in and it's just straight up like, I use my thumb for
that's
this.
Food bar,
it's
just baby. Like,
yeah, it's like an episode of Pornhub on radio.
It's great fun. You do whatever the fuck you want. It's great.
It's what happens when you step into our offices, you know? It's literally just what happens, you know?
Our manager's like, yeah, you're going out there, you're just going to promote the CD and then you're just going to get out of there.
No, I might watch.
Yeah, mate, have you had your bum licked, son?
No. We don't even need to talk about the CD. We just talk about this.
That's it. We're all friends, innit? We're all friends. We've all had a bit to drink. But now that you mention the CD, it is actually a formidable CD. It's entered the charts as well. Has it exceeded your expectations? And you could be honest, Randy, as well.
No, because
you lot know that you have made a massive impact, right? So
Do you know what? It's when it came out on Friday, it was like number 33 in the overall chart, and then I think number 15 in the hip hop chart. With us, it was just like, all right, cool, we love this CD and we're just gonna like promote it, put it out or whatever. Yeah. And then on Monday, I don't know what happened, someone done some crazy juju or and then it just went like all the way up to number one in the hip hop chart.
No way.
And then everyone was like, yo, check your phone, da 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 da. Then it went up to number 12 in the main chart. So then you think, it's just that one day and it's going to kind of like die down. That was on Monday. It was on Wednesday. We're on Wednesday and it's still up there. And I'm right next to Adele. I made a joke. I was telling him, bro, Adele's sitting right in front of you. She's on your face right now. Adele's on the heavy tracker's face, yo.
He's licking her bum. He's getting...
So
grime was wise to be like, no pun intended, on top of Adele. is a good thing.
Yeah.
Like number 12 overall. I think the people that we did the CD with, we're happy with like a top 40.
Mm.
Yeah. We're like in top 15.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's like, yeah, whatever. Like,
and it's testament to the sort of the ascension of grime from like a subculture to, it's like grime is, I don't know when we can start calling grime mainstream, basically. That is always the question I ask myself. Yeah. When can we start calling grime mainstream?
The minute iTunes has a grime category.
True.
Yeah.
But do you think guys not gonna, no, but do you think, yeah, no, that's a very good point, but do you think that iTunes are the, like, sort of,
the be all or end all?
Yeah, like be all, exactly.
Well, someone's got to be a gatekeeper, and they're just playing that part, mm-hmm. and they have to be the man in the suit, and then we have to be.
Yeah, that's it. Because sometimes the corporate machine sometimes only follows suit. They only identify what's going on culturally, innit, and that always starts at ground level. Do you know what I mean? They don't. That's why I think they don't sort of command the order of things. I think they're just, they react to it.
No, 100% they do, and it's like, with people like iTunes and Google and like Spotify and all that stuff, eventually they will come around to it. Like at the minute, you've got Pure Gram that's out, and then you also got Heidi Collins and Olivia who have their book out called This Is Grime, which is like in HMV. So it's like literally a grime invasion. It's the grime version of War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise in it. Come out anywhere. So.
It's incredible to see, and it's incredible that, you know, friends of mine are such an integral sort of part of it. And you have also produced a lot of the tunes that are on Pure Grime.
Yeah, we tried to be a little biased.
You have to, man. You're producers at heart, you know. You made the compilation 100%. CD, but if your producers are and you don't have your own music on it, I think it says a lot about you as producers, you know. Yeah.
We're like literally we're fighting the people doing the cover for it, like, because we wanted like a red mark next to the tunes that we produced.
Yeah, what's his name, innit?
Boy Wonder.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So
really,
we've got like 20 out of 50 in there. We wanted more, but they were like, boys, come on, man. Come on. But yeah, so 20 out of 50, I'm bad.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. Should I plug in now, or do you want
me to
wait?
Mate, do your thing. Yeah, of course.
No, I'm joking.
No, of course not. Where can people get it?
iTunes.
Yeah, HMV. But there is physical copies, and
The one thing I was gonna say actually. With, like, weirdly enough, with grime, it's, I think we're right now outselling the hard copies 2-1 against downloads.
Right.
And I thought it would be the other way around. Kids loving Stormzy or whatever and then going on iTunes just to get it or whatever.
Yeah, but Scott from Basingstoke wants to play it in his, like, in his Fiesta, innit?
So yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And it's getting me viable. Yeah, man. He wants to slap that in the fucking polo, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
man, where's my fucking Pure Grime CD?
Can we talk about drug references there?
Yeah, what have you got, mate? What have you got? We challenge people to make us say
Scott can actually use this CD and just do his thing, man. Cut off with that, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so like, it's a CD, but you can do so many things with
it. It's like a potato waffle.
Yeah.
It's mad versatile. Yeah.
And did you hear that little laugh? You have done white before.
No! She has.
Did you hear that?
Amazing.
In a law firm of all places.
God's sake.
That you would actually accuse us. And one of my employees of that.
The producers might be like, yeah, cut to the break now, man.
These guys Natalie's actually our head of production.
Yeah.
Natalie is
the boss lady.
She's our boss.
I don't want to know what your Christmas parties are like.
But you know you really do.
We had a lovely time. We have a lovely time on weekends. You came to the one
I did. Very come nice. To the last one.
I didn't you come
did.
To the last one.
No, you didn't come.
You got to come to the next one.
Yeah, this year.
I'm away as well.
Why?
I'm away again.
Well, we'll do an early Christmas party.
Do an early one, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they're jokes.
I can
imagine.
Yeah.
Quite fun anyway.
But yeah, I don't like talking about fucking Christmas. I hate talking about Christmas. I'm a Scrooge.
We're 3 months away though. So.
Yeah, I know. I just want it to pass by. Like a ship in the
seamlessly.
Night.
Seamlessly.
Like a ship in the night.
Honestly.
The Black Pearl.
But tell us more about the CD.
I mean, what else do you want to know, Justin? What else? You've got one. Did I give you a copy?
I have got a copy. Yeah. That's why I donated mine to Natalie.
Did you ever listen? But yeah, I'll see you. I'll see you anyway.
Okay.
It's got a ridiculous amount of tunes. Like, we tried to do the... it was originally meant to be like a free CD part thing with what's current now, what's produced by the Heavy Trackers, and the third CD being what's old school, so like Soul Solid or whatever. I try to slip in a little Bon Jovi, but they went out. But instead, it was like two CDs and we mashed it all up. So 1 minute, you might hear your old school 21 Second by Soul Solid.
Yeah.
And then hear something by the Heavy Trackers or Stormzy or, I don't know, Chip or Lethal B or whatever. And then back to Miss Dynamite. Just wanted to mix it up.
Because you are actually very credible DJs as well. That's one thing that, you know, in equal measure, producers and DJs. Now you've got a good, I've been around you a lot. I've heard a lot of your sets, you understand? And I know that your breadth of music knowledge is, it's nice. It's admirable.
Usually on our shows, we even like try and do like other stuff. Obviously, everyone else, like when you have a DJ set, especially when it comes to grime, everyone wants the banging tune. So you get your manager being like, yo, don't play this tune because this DJ who's bigger than you is going to want to play this tune and blah, 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 blah. So off the back of that, because we started opening for other people, we then had the idea of, you know what? Like, don't even play that. Let's get into some trap. Let's get into some MIA. Let's drop in some RL grime. Let's drop in other tunes that people won't know, and some dubsteps and things like that. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, that picks up more than just trying to do a grime set. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, yo, these lot were hard. And then you get the person coming after you goes, oh, you lot just slightly fucked it up for me now because I have to step it up. And people, like, that's the thing about the hierarchy when it comes to DJing. People don't care about who's a better DJ or who's got a better name. It's like, if you come, you kill it.
Yeah.
There's enough bass in there. You get the crowd going. They don't care whether you're on at 1 a.m. or at 5 a.m. Like, as long as you kill it. So,
fair play. That's a good way to sort of lead up to. We're going to play one of the tunes.
We're going to play. Which one would
from
you like?
Pilgrim.
I've got four choices for you. Which one would you like? I have Deep On Them, Red Wolves, Wavy, and Gangnam.
Wavy. That's a big choice. There's a remix to this as well, isn't there?
There is, and you're on it.
I am indeed.
And I got dough, and I got women on the low, I'm wavy. Middle finger to you other niggas, I'm a 10-figure nigga, tell the niggas I'm wavy. Man don't care like Ric Flair, I just did it on the nigga, I'm wavy. I don't know about you, but I know myself, and I know that my thing's wavy. Man them hate, cause I get cake, and the niggas ever been fake, I'm good. You can ask around when you're in town, or if you ever stop by in my hood. They know that I'm the best, double, I'm a chef, anytime I go into the booth, I curb. I just go full throttle, know I get a champagne bottle, so I never been sure. I roll deep on these, I make wrong men look like pygmies. No shit, I only wanna see 50s. I got the money man sound, so I get big peas. And gal around me, they wanna get frisky. They get tipsy, and then I get a striptease. Make her wanna body something like a gypsy. Then make her come back around like a frisbee. Original pirate material, black beard. Rock your boat like Kalia, I'm wavy. Make man walk the plank, I pull rank 360 on a can, I'm wavy. I don't need no ocean reflection, I already know I'm wavy. Oh, it's spreading, sitting on a dock at the bay with a girl, that's wavy. Silver surfer, nigga, it's me first, the mirror. I'm balls deep in this bitch, I'm a sperm, I'm pinner. I don't wanna write for certain spit, I've got a line for anybody who jumps out of line. They're getting bodied, I jump out of ride, you better me, you come out to fight. Ready for it, blood out your side, your leg and furry. Hurry. Horror stories in the forest. If horror's the category, then I'm on it. Promise you, man, I'm gonna see more bodies. Honest, I just want three more shotties. Sound like the end of EastEnders. One line flow, fuck your mom at the end of each sentence. Yeah, these reckless.
Whoa. You know me, I'm old school, I ain't D.O.G. You little niggas, I'm wavy. Quarter mil, quarter league, can't show me P. You little niggas, I'm wavy.
Oh, shit.
Back with a bang, back with a bang. Slap up your man, real girl, I'm wavy. You wanna know about wavy?
Okay.
Let me show you a little something about wavy. Slap up your man, rude girl, don't act up. I back up the van, then clap up your man. Hey, rude boy, shut up, no man.
Hey,
shut up, no man. Look, I wrote the handbook, so miss me there with the bad looks, please. I will park your head in the MacBook screen. How you mean, how you mean, how you mean? I will lick off your whole head top clean. I'm back with it, I'm back with it. A massage parlor couldn't get me back in it, but the beat was banging, so I banged it back in it. Bang, bang, I bang, banged it from the back in it. Bang, you fuck now, I fuck now. I'm letting off the sauce now, better duck down, whoa. Sweep through your city like a SWAT round flows. Flying through your ends with the top down door. Wavy. 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 Wavy.
and Sylvester Incorporated. That is Wavy. That's on the Pure Grime compilation, put together by the Heavy Trackers. And Teddy and Tank from the Heavy Trackers are joining us right now live in the studio.
Teddy We've been and chatting. Tank.
Teddy and Tank.
Sounds like a children's program.
Teddy and Tank.
Is this an homage to Arambe, the gorilla that got killed in the zoo?
Yeah, attacking the gorilla.
Even if it wasn't, then it is now. You know what?
I'm holding a ring, and it looks like the gorilla on his Arambe. I recognize him.
Rings out for Arambe.
That's Harley's ring.
Harley's got a flipping 007 villain ring going on.
Bro, if you don't know what goes on in this ring, crazy shit goes down.
Harambe tribute ring, man. It's sacred.
So you were saying before.
But as I was saying, we are, I was explaining to you earlier on that we are actually a law firm. You step into our office and you can't just accuse Natalie of drug intake.
No.
Apart from if it's the right drug.
It was the wrong colour.
Yeah, wrong colour.
Oh yeah, let's rectify that. During the break, Natalie was adamant, I do not do that colour.
No. Exactly. I was thinking more of a green.
She's racist when it comes to drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you.
She's in her
alien stuff. All green.
Shrek. Shrek. She's a lot of Shrek.
Yeah, a lot of Shrek.
Lots of Shrek. Smells green. Watch your Celtic play football.
All right, cool. So am I waiting for the emails then?
No, we
can help you. Oh, the emails are there.
The emails are here, bro.
Flying in.
But also, we are giving away.
Oh, shit, I forgot to say that. But I was going to say it at some point.
Sure,
that.
Yeah, cool.
So thank you.
It's okay, let's start it now.
Yeah, cool. We are actually giving away 3 copies of the Heavy Trackers compilation, Pure Grime, which is actually sitting right now at a healthy, what position is it at in the charts at the moment?
In the UK chart, we are at number 14, underneath Adele. Adele sitting on top of us.
Numbers don't lie. It's a big thing, right? It's a massive release. It's got, like, what, 50 tunes on it?
Yep.
We're giving you the opportunity to win 3 copies.
Have we decided how people can win yet?
Jacob's sorting it.
Is Jacob sort
of tweeted it?
Maybe, I think, yeah. All right, cool. So follow us on Twitter, and the instructions will be there. It's at FUBAR Radio, FUBARRADIO. You shouldn't be listening to stations that you can't spell. and basically, one of you can win, no, 3 of you, maybe one of you can win 3 CDs if you're good enough at being 3 people online.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? If you want them that bad.
Yeah.
If you've got 3 punos.
Them catfish people.
Maybe.
You get me?
Name it basically.
You might work in a garage, innit? And you might get to, like, just whip around in some of
What's with you insulting our demographic?
I'm not insulting the demographic. I'm being observant.
They're people from law firms who, on a Saturday, might be the occasional drug.
Yeah, of course, them too. But when they were younger, they were puno drivers.
Maybe that guy in Basingstoke needs a copy for his car, one for home,
exactly.
One for his mum.
And one for his CD Walkman as well. Because you know he's got one of those.
Man, my laptop hasn't even got a CD drive anymore.
Yeah, they're being phased out. So that's why these things. That's why CDs are so cool now.
Yeah.
So we're actually, you know, we always thought that CD was newfound technology, and actually, well, I'm old. I'm ancient. So at one point, I did think this new CD thing.
It's gonna take it.
Where's my gramophone?
Yeah.
But like now, we see them as really nostalgic and vintage. Yeah. Yeah.
But I have to put it in a PlayStation to listen to CDs now.
Not even a PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1. Yeah, imagine.
And you know, you can do so many things with CDs as well.
That's true.
Don't start that again.
Can we just resume it?
Yeah, we've just sorted that out.
Coaster.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Coaster. Frisbee.
Don't like it, but it's very unlikely with this. Especially if you're competing to win it. You'd be in
the game. It ain't coming back, bro.
It ain't coming back. It doesn't look like he wants to come back though.
It's just a disc that you throw. It's not coming back.
Dash it at someone else's face for no
reason. Yeah, that's it. It's a
very
weapon.
Useful.
It's a weapon
in the zombie apocalypse. Very useful.
But you know you gotta throw it vertically though, innit? You can't. If you want maximum effect, you gotta throw it.
Your album's gonna go number one. You know, when a zombie apocalypse comes and everyone needs CDs to dash at the zombies.
The last CD they heard about. They're like, shit. Go get that
Pure Grime now.
Quick. Give me 4 copies of Pure Grime. They're trying to get bare weapons. They're stocking up in it. 10 copies.
And you're just chilling like on some islands. You made so much dough.
Yeah, and there was no zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some. Yeah, let's get into some questions.
For real. Yeah. It goes left a little bit sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, gonna read a couple. Jesus. All right, hello, Payne and Sylvester.
And the Heavy Trackers. Hello.
And the Heavy Trackers.
Because you are going to be helping us resolve some of these issues.
I went out with this girl last week. It was going great. We ordered food. It was a fancy restaurant, so the menu had weird words. I can't eat cheese because it gives me the shits. The meal I ordered must have had some sort of cheese because I ended up in the toilet for half an hour, shitting out my insides. Oh. When I came back, she was clearly annoyed. How can I fix this without going into details? Paul.
I would say there's too many details in there.
For real, blood.
Shit. What's he doing?
What does cheese do that makes you shit out your inside?
You must be lactose intolerant, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, very intolerant.
Very
yeah.
lactose intolerant.
Super Nazi, like, intolerant.
I'm saying he must, I don't know, you can say, like, you're so beautiful that when I had to compose myself in the toilet for half an hour.
I'm assuming he hasn't told her that he was in the toilet going for a shit because she wouldn't be annoyed about that, I presume.
No, she was just annoyed that he left for ages.
Yeah, but the thing is,
have they carried on as normal since then?
I don't know.
She's still pissed off. Well, yeah, because he says, "How can I fix this?" So she's clearly annoyed about it.
All right, so she's not speaking to him because he took too long in the toilet shit. Just tell her the truth, man. I reckon.
I can't eat cheese.
Like, make it as graphic as it was, because then she'll never ask again, and she'll be like, "Do you know what? Actually, fair play."
And she will never lick his
fully
bum.
Just be like, "Look, I win it," and she'll never try and lick your bum on a sly one.
Never.
So you're actually killing two birds with one stone.
Unless she just never, like, she'd be quite a shit person if like that put her off. Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be a shit person if the shit put her off.
I think
at least when she got in a fight with him, she'll know what to do. Just make him some like macaroni cheese or something.
That's your Achilles heel, so don't tell her that it was cheese.
I did that once. There's a girl that I used to kind of date, and
disclaimers already.
We were never a thing.
And she used to always say, like, "Oh, I can't eat gluten." Do you know what I mean? I was like, "Oh, that's just bullshit, isn't it?" So I, like, one meal, like, I was like, we had sushi in it. Do you know what I'm saying? And she always ordered the gluten-free soy sauce.
Yeah.
And one time I slipped in the non-gluten-free soy sauce.
I didn't believe her.
What if she was allergic though?
Yeah.
Because
your windpipe gets blocked. No,
honestly, she'd eaten gluten like around me before, then would still claim to be.
Oh, seeing because so I'd be hip.
Like, and then she like kind of forget.
That's,
do you know what I mean?
Waste.
Like, and then I slipped it in. Obviously, she was completely fine.
Like, yeah, didn't even that's do, waste. Right. Innit? Yeah,
she was completely
that.
Fine.
Did she get to the toilet for half an hour?
No,
didn't say.
She didn't say. No. She literally just like.
I pictured you like, you know, when you were like, well, I knew when I knew where it was going that you were going to slip something in. I pictured like you with like a bag of like something with like labeled gluten, just like a powder, just sprinkling in the food, mad slyly in it with like a mask like Zorro
just
and
to
a cloak.
The camera.
Yeah, just tiptoeing past the camera, yeah, and just like sprinkling gluten.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask, got yeah. an eye mask
on a conveniently ready prepared meal. Like, who made
you? You lot have a vivid imagination. That's what I can say. The people in his law firm just think too hard.
Yeah, we think we're a law firm.
That's where the problem is. Yeah. You think you're a law firm.
Let's get through one more issue. Have we resolved that? Yeah, do you think?
Just tell her the truth. I think.
Tell her the truth. I think make it really graphic, and she'll never ask again, and she'll never try lick your body as well. Right. So let's do one more before the Heavy Trackers have to shoot off and do some stuff.
My housemate has mega anger issues. Every time he's annoyed, he'll scream out of his bedroom window at people. It's really weird. What should I do, Frank?
Get him sectioned, man.
Get him sick. You're just going.
That is the immediate symptoms, man.
Real quick, you know that advert, Talk to Frank? This is ironic because Frank's talking to us right now.
What's he shouting, I wonder?
I don't know.
It's like abusive people.
Yeah, racist shit. I can always just imagine him being
Go
racist.
Go back to your country, you white people.
But Frank's like Chinese though.
Yeah.
So he's got dissociative personality disorder as well. On top of that.
He owns an Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
I imagine
he lives above it.
Yeah. Hey, you Englishman, you go back to Bradford.
My country.
I think with Frank, it sounds like his housemate, anything would set him off. Like if you didn't look at him the right way in the morning, you run out of milk or something, Frank goes
mega
nuts.
Anger issues. I think Frank might need to, you just like, that screams, no pun intended, like mental issues, man. Mm. Mega anger issues.
Screaming out of the window.
Come on now.
At people.
At people,
well,
not just screaming.
Just
at people.
I think that's quite serious.
Going as that in there. Just random people.
Yeah.
But like,
does it affect
Frank that badly, really?
Yeah. Well, it'll be sort of awkward and embarrassing, I think, if someone.
Yeah, but
we need an example
house.
Of what gives him these. Like, what is a catalyst? Yeah, what sets him off?
I like to know what he shouts. What sets him off?
Rimming.
Yeah, see, like he looks through his window and says, "Why are you licking that woman's fucking bum? She never asked for that. She never fucking asked for that."
Maybe he's never tried. Maybe rimming would calm him down a bit.
Yeah,
maybe that's what I'm saying. Get him to try rimming. Maybe
He needs a good old rim job.
From our man, what's his face? Joseph Tate.
Joseph. Maybe that's a new form of
when
therapy.
When Joseph comes out in 2 years, he can do like parole and like community service and just go around giving rim jobs to people that actually want it.
It could be
then everyone's happy.
Yeah.
I mean, you should give it to people that actually need it.
This guy sounds like he needs
a good rim.
You get me? So maybe he could join a waiting list or something. Maybe we could start up a little.
Do you remember when we chatted about there was that cafe in Japan, innit?
Oh,
you ate food out of people.
Glory hole kind of thing.
No, yeah,
like,
basically.
So there was like a picture of like a woman and then like a bum like underneath it, like sticking out.
Yeah,
the wall.
Fully, yeah.
And you just like go in there and just like eat their batty for a bit.
Mm. But you don't eat food out.
No, you just literally
for a limited time. Yeah, you can lick her batty.
That's what you text your brethrens when they say, "What are you doing?" I'm just gonna go lick a batty for a bit.
For a bit.
It's all you can eat.
But like Joseph Tauk is just gonna move to Japan and just go there all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
He's getting a work visa.
a cultural visa. He's going on experience.
Oh, I'm just here for the banter.
Man, he's there for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
For real. Literally, I'm here all week.
Well, maybe the licking bum thing should be like a new form of therapy.
I'm here
for
fresh sushi.
I think both sides could, what was that?
He's here for fresh sushi.
Oh, fishy bum me.
Fishy bum me.
I could just see that.
That's too near.
Yeah, I could just see the advert in Japan, like, fishy bum, my fishy bum, come and get your fishy bum.
Do you know what? Speaking of annoying adverts, have you seen that new Oreo advert?
No.
It's probably the most annoying advert you'll ever see. I just wanted to put that out there.
It sounds like a porn advert. Is it?
No, it just sounds like one of those really annoying sort of K-pop songs. Sounds like a really, really annoying K-pop
song. Like Iggy Azalea? Be careful what you see. Her fans are coming after
real.
You, bro.
Yeah. I reckon they're outside with like placards and shit and pitchforks and fire.
They will be outside at 6 o'clock. Waiting.
Thanks for telling me what time I finished, Nat. Cheers.
It's quite easy to know. Someone else comes on and talks and not you.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but you give me time to get away.
We always say we're here 4 till 6.
I never said it today on purpose.
It's on Twitter.
Did you notice I never said that today?
I think you're pretty known. They can Google your home address or where you're
whereabouts. No, I'm definitely not known enough for them to Google
bro,
my
your
home
whereabouts,
address.
Man.
And I wanted to stay that way, man. Please, don't jinx it for me, lad. I just
jokes.
But anyway,
I think that one's sold. Just get him like, a good rim job.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Easy. That's sold.
Yeah, we're gonna have to say goodbye to the Heavy Trackers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Today.
Woo. Yes.
You are our anniversary guests as well.
Yes.
How many years?
One year.
Well,
first
done.
Year anniversary, and you are our only guest.
And they
today,
haven't counted you yet.
Mad, isn't it? It's madness. How?
It's a social experiment. It's not a radio show. We've seen how far.
But it's a really
we can push
long
it for
one.
How long?
Well done, Pain and Sylvester.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're gonna bust a tune right now, and then when we come back, we're gonna be playing Play to Win. Is it me against Holly?
Me?
No, it's you two.
I'm taking you on. The
yeah.
Random. Show us your fans. That's for the gal that pain is weak. You know the anthem. Yeah. Everybody go mad then. Yeah.
shit, whoa. Disappear like Copperfield, whoa. I'm on some Black Rock shit, whoa. 4-5 on a max 10, whoa. I'm on 100,000, whoa. That's my point right now, whoa. What's it?
You're on a million.
Yo, what? Come and get deep on that.
Why not? Come and get deep on that.
Yo, what? Come and get deep on that.
Why not?
No bloody intro on here today. No Plato intro.
I'm finding it. Hold on.
Look for it.
I love the way Harley's so honest. He just highlights every single thing that ever goes wrong.
Yeah, sorry.
You're like a self snitch.
I don't know. You've got I think it's quite
funny when you do that.
It is quite funny.
When you know.
Tell people how shit we are.
Yeah.
At our jobs.
It's Wednesday. Welcome to Play to Win, the show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kitsch retro game shows. Drink your mead, Sylvester.
Yeah. Woo! Drink your mead. All right. Well, do you wanna have a little testy? You're number 12. Do you wanna testy?
Do I want a testy? Love me a testy.
Do you want a little testy?
Shot. Oh. What was that? Spunk shot.
Spunk shot.
Spunk shot. Okay.
Am I 13?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So wait, which way would it go? Spunk shot.
No, it'll be mine.
Your
first.
Your first.
Oh my god.
Spunk shot.
Oh my god.
Spunk shot.
Oh my god.
Spunk shot.
I thought you were gonna press it. We could have had a little.
Oh, let's do it. Go.
Oh my god.
Do it again.
Oh my god.
Spunk shot.
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 Sorry, I was getting off the beat.
Yeah, that's good.
That was good.
That's a new hit coming soon on Pure Grime 2.
Spunk shot.
Yep.
Alright, so this week.
OMG.
Spunk shot.
It's quite easy this week, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you say that, but
no, it is easy.
Okay.
It's basically gonna be a battle for battle of speed.
Speed.
And I don't want any pre-pressing of any buzzers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm
going to do that as well.
None of that, Justin.
You did that a lot last time. You pressed it.
You've got to introduce that as a rule.
Okay.
And then I've got two bonuses. One bonus if it's like really tight at the end.
A tight end.
If it's tight at the end.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm in this mood.
So if it's like kind of neck and neck ish at the end, then I've got a more difficult bonus.
All right.
If it's not, then I've got an easy bonus.
I'm not feeling, because you won obviously last time. I had a period where I was in the, well, I was winning, really, a winning streak, and then I got a bit shook because you won.
You're right.
But let's see what happens today.
Yeah, let's
do this. Hold on. And let's go.
Okay.
Ready for numero uno?
Sure.
Oh my god.
Shot.
Oh, yes.
That was
me.
Michael Payne. Yeah.
Yellow by Coldplay.
It was indeed. I actually couldn't work out who that was, to be honest. So it's very honest.
Well, I was honest, wasn't I?
Yeah, very good. Number two.
Oh my god.
Wow, okay.
It wasn't Mariah Carey, was it?
No.
Fuck.
And I'm switching it over.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even really hear it. You pressed it quick. Is it?
Oh my god.
I don't know. Oh.
Oh no! Sorry.
We need some clues. Is it a male or a female? Is it?
It's a male.
Male.
Can you play it again? Sorry, just till it gets to the end. That sounds really familiar.
Is it folky? Is it like? It's not. Is it R&B?
No.
What is it then? What genre would you say it is?
Just like singer songwritery.
Sounds folky.
Sounds like it would be like Nick Drake or like Rodriguez or somebody.
No, it's definitely.
Is it Frank Ocean? I don't know. Who is it?
Huh?
Males. Prince.
It was Daniel Merriweather with Red.
I didn't. I'm not familiar.
Okay, number
three. Oh my god.
Shot.
Mine, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure that was mine. What did you guys hear?
I don't know.
Natalie was first. Right? Okay, I'll give that over because...
Well, that was the Supremes, wasn't it? Oh, fuck, no, it's
she's
not!
She's given her answer,
shit!
She's given her answer.
Fuck,
can I go? Can
Amy Winehouse,
isn't it? Why would you do that? You don't get the point.
Oh, fuck.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
No, Tears, isn't it? Tears.
Back to Black.
Oh!
See, you would have got it wrong anyway.
I know, but I would have got Winehouse.
Shite, sir. Right, I don't know,
it's all going wrong today. It's the heat, so I can't deal with it. What's the discussion at? Spunk shot. Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank God. Thank God I thought I'd forgotten music.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, well.
Not for real. All right. Number five.
Oh my God. D'Angelo, Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3-1.
Wow.
This is a battering so far.
She'll
come
battering.
Back.
3-1.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
She'll
battering.
Come back. I'm not getting cocky at all. I'm literally still shitting
number
myself.
Number 6.
Oh my god.
It's.
I had it on the tip of my tongue. Fuck!
Do you know it?
Is it Arctic Monkeys?
It is.
But I don't know the song, but I know an Arctic Monkeys guitar when I hear it.
It's not, what do you call it, is it? Oh, wait. No, please don't do this to me. It's, Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is it Brick by... No, but it is... Oh, it's not Brick by Brick. It's... Oh. Old Yellow Bricks.
Oh, it is, yeah. Old Yellow Bricks.
Yeah.
3-2 to Justin. We're on number... 7.
Okay.
I heard your click.
Oh yeah, you did click.
It was one of those ones where I was going to kind of wing it, but yeah, go on.
Oh, you didn't.
I'm glad it didn't work.
But oh, okay. Yeah, anyway. Continue. Sorry. I wasn't.
Oh my god.
Spunk shot. I'm not sure. I think I got it wrong. I think it's Frank Ocean, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know the name of the song. Do you know the name of the song, Michael? We share a point here.
It's Oh my god,
very generous. Share points, look at this. Very happy to share points.
Whatever.
Take this one, Michael. Well, take half the point, I'll get a point.
You were talking about this very song the other day. It was either you or Jordan.
Maybe.
One of you were saying it was like one of your favourite Frank Ocean songs.
It's my favourite.
Is it Pink? That. Pink something?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it, Michael? Because it's colours. I was going to go through because it's colours, isn't it? Obviously. It's so
pink
yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't. I know. It's,
I mean, you kind of said half of the song.
I know, so, but like, I don't know what the other word is. Pink.
Well, that's just that's
pink lemonade. Right.
No. Pink lemonade, no, pink strawberries.
Pink matter.
Pink matter or pink strawberries, that's red. What am I talking about?
It's 3-3.
Oh.
See, I told you she'd come back.
Shit. Okay. Number 8.
Oh. Sorry, which way? Spunk Shop. That's Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Purple Haze, of course. Yes. Yeah.
And away she goes into the lead.
Fuck. Come on.
What?
Okay.
Good choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Justin, you gotta get this one, bro.
Stop pressuring me.
No pressure. Spunk Shop. Disclosure. White Noise.
Yeah.
I pressed it. I saw my mum's life. I pressed it. I actually pressed it, but it didn't work again. I was on the thingy.
Just
the
shout if it doesn't work, just shout out.
Look, when I press there, it doesn't work.
It's very true.
What are you pressing?
Look, when I press on the You see that bit there? On the sort of wave. You know there's the green wave under the orange bit?
Oh, yeah, don't press the wave.
Yeah, but I accidentally did. On my granddad's grave, I actually pressed
it. I don't know what to do. Well, there was no one, have a point there.
Fuck it.
No, don't. I'm not charity.
All right, it's 5-4 then.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I know where this is going.
Spunk Shop. Mr. Blue Sky, ELO.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sorry. So at the end of that it's 6-4.
Okay.
Natalie.
Yep.
So can someone guess the theme?
Colours. So colours, obviously. It's National Colour Day, National Rainbow Day.
It's something, obviously something to do with colours, yeah.
It has
colour in the title, go.
Colourful. Colour blind. Colour blind.
Huh?
World Colour Day.
No.
It's
National
Colouring Book Day. Colouring Book Day. Colour
Association.
No. It's not another word.
It's colour in the title of the
blind.
Day.
No.
Blind.
Is colour in the title of the day? Colour colour blind, colourful, colour colouring. Colouring.
Yeah.
A National Colouring Day.
Yeah. National Colouring Day.
Okay.
So I guess Nat gets that.
Okay.
Because she says it.
What I don't understand. What are you meant to do
mean?
On that day?
Yeah. What do we do? Just colour stuff.
So the one day where you're allowed to legally blackface.
Yeah. National Colouring Day.
It's okay.
I want to be Kanye West today. So I'm going to do it.
I chose a different theme at first. I chose two different themes at first. But then it proved quite difficult to get. Basically, one of them was National Police Woman Day.
Okay.
But I did Law Day and used loads of police theme songs already.
Yeah.
And then I was going to do I'm On Top Of It Day. And then I just got halfway through.
You could have had sexy songs, but I'm On Top Of It Day.
Yeah, no,
boring sexy songs.
Yeah.
Which make you think
also,
missionary.
Slightly sexy. On Top Of It. Don't call them It. They've got a name.
I'm on top
Don't
of
say that. Don't say
so
that.
It's 7-4.
Okay.
So there's no way Justin can win, but we might as well
have
do
fun.
These
let's
last
just have
two.
Fun. Let's have some fun here.
Man.
This is one if it's.
All right, go
Wait.
On.
Wait. Well, there's only. Okay.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I didn't know that. Is it Spunk Shop? I don't know. I'm thinking of songs. Is it Black Betty or something? Black Betty.
Black Betty. Bam a lamb.
Black Betty. Bam a lamb.
Black Betty and John. Bam a lamb.
But who? I don't know.
You can't just be like, I don't know what it is.
And just
like
a wild guess.
Because I know, because I was thinking it's obviously a rock song, and I was going like, well, who's color, Black Betty? But I don't know who sings that.
I saw their name once, but I can't remember who sings it.
Yeah, I don't know who sings it.
Ram Jam.
Ram Jam.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
8-4.
That
is back.
Oh,
was that it?
Oh, was there another one?
There was one if it was tight, because it's a very difficult one.
More opportunities for humiliation. Nice.
It's a very difficult one. I'll be surprised if either of you get it.
Okay.
It's not Thingy, is it? Mm. It's not King Krull, is it?
It is King Krull.
Oh. But I bet it's not. Is it Easy Easy? It's not
it's
Easy
Easy. Colour. It's got a colour. Colour.
Oh, it's...
yellow,
name,
yellow, orange,
take the point for,
blue,
King Krull.
Red. Why didn't you have any blue in there? That would have been good. Red. That would have been good.
Is it Boys in Blue or something?
No.
Blue.
It's blue in the title.
Blue.
Blue Collar.
What blue are you bird. When you're very young?
Blue youth. Blue baby.
Blue-eyed.
Blue-eyed
boy.
Blue,
no, you
blue
said
toddler.
You said the word already.
Blue baby.
Yeah, but then obviously not.
Baby blue.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Baby.
So another point.
Cheers,
yeah.
Oh, why do I always I really
but do,
congratulate
but
you,
you
when
should,
you win
but do you think that you should get a point for that though?
No, not really. No.
Well,
that, and I obviously didn't know that either.
8-5. That's where we ended.
Sorry,
8-5 isn't
because
too
I am really congratulate
yeah, sorry,
both
yeah, yeah,
of you when you win.
I don't mean this clapping, by the way.
Yeah, I know you're really bitter about it.
I don't mean a single clap. Not one clap out
I meant every clap for you last week.
Why, you know?
Huh?
I meant every clap for Michael last week when he won.
I'm vindictive though, man.
Well, yeah.
you're going to have to play her again next week because I'm not here next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Shit, you're in LA, innit?
Yeah,
oh.
I'm away.
Okay.
Doing
all
serious
right.
business.
Mm.
You know.
Sure. Okay, well, we'll play again next week.
Mm. Introducing your skin to the sun's rays.
Yeah.
Serious business.
That's me.
Business meetings.
Yeah.
Beach. Sun meets skin. Skin meets sun.
Back meets beach.
Tongue meet bum meat. Harley, meet the boarding house.
Maybe you'll do some rimming when you're there in LA.
Maybe.
Try it. If there's a place to try, we talked about this earlier.
Could be the rimming capital of the world.
Could be. Maybe. Could be.
Oh, is there any like biscuits about?
Why have you, has rimming made you hungry?
I'm so
all this
hungry.
Rimming chat's made you really
I'm so hungry.
Hungry. I have got a biscuit next door.
Oh, a biscuit.
Would you like it bum flavoured?
Why are you laughing?
Because she's got a biscuit next door. That's like something out of a kid's book. Natalie had a biscuit.
I got a breakfast biscuit for you.
Natalie had a biscuit. She didn't want to risk it. She laid on her back and opened her crack and
let somebody whisk it.
Yeah.
No, I don't want anyone whisking.
Whisking your batty.
No.
Circular motion. Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jacob. Risking a bum.
Jacob's always adjusting the camera, you know.
Yeah, because he's all
seeing. I think it's personal use.
Does he goes home?
I'm beginning to think it's personal use. Because I reckon that camera's far away enough that you could kind of face it that way and it will still see me eventually.
Mm. Yeah.
But Jacob's always in there just getting them tight angles. Is this what you want to tell me, Jacob?
Do you know what he's doing it for? He needs it for his face recognition thing. He needs every like inch of you like perfect.
Here I am being narcissistic and thinking that he just fancies me, but you broke into that scientifically for man.
Yeah.
He's stealing my identity before my very
every
eyes.
Every week, slightly.
Yeah.
And you're
different
just,
angles,
you're letting him.
All the motions. Like, one time I walked into the toilet and I saw Jacob doing shit that I do by force grabbing. You know what I mean? Like,
now,
just
now
anytime
I see you without Jacob, I'm going to be sketchy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, oh, is it you?
Is that why you were asking about my prescription? My eye prescription as well? Matting.
He was asking about what like leg and trousers length you are.
All of that.
So he's getting...
teeth in.
Trying to grow some facial resistance. Hair.
Jacob, I get that the face, that's kind of easy to do. How do you do the height thing?
He's put those
he can't
steps.
Tell you. You have to kill you.
He's got lifts in his shoes. He's starting to get taller.
If Jacob actually, it's one of those ones, isn't it? You know, you hear that in films, isn't it? If I tell you, I have to kill you.
Yeah,
Jacob,
he
fucking means it.
Jacob went away last week. You might remember Jacob wasn't here last week. And when I said, where have you been? He says, I can't tell you.
There you go. And do you look at you like that?
Yeah,
like you just
I can't tell
me,
you.
Because that was actually quite scary.
Shut up, did he actually say that?
He actually, I swear, ask him, you ask him, he'll say, I can't tell you. No, wait. I won't tell you, I can't tell you. So something's up there.
That's why Jacob never goes pub. Because you know bartenders always ask you, oh, so what do you do? He doesn't want to have to say that too many times and just have to kill someone.
He hates getting in taxis. With
He runs everywhere. I've seen Jacob just running to Central. He's running, not even sweating. Steady pace as well. Just ping into Central.
When H&M bought boxes, ran back. That's
yeah,
Jacob, man.
He won't say. He won't swear. He little
born. He's our very own born.
Yeah.
I think.
We know too much already. Yeah, we're in trouble.
I'm just here chatting shit on radio of all places, you know. I won't be here next show. No. You know what I mean? It's just going to be you
just
now.
Just be me sort of playing Plato myself.
The ultimate champion.
Just playing myself.
Jacob just made
you. Oh, you're wrong, Natalie.
Like, she's like picking all the songs and then like, ready and...
Undefeated champion. All right, well, let's play a song.
Sounds good, yeah. Let's play a little song.
And then I want to have a chat. You're listening to Fubai's Papers.
Radio presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Blair Witch 2.
In the group of people that go through it, is there black people in it?
Yes.
This film's not real. Black people don't be sneaking into the woods.
I'm telling you, I'm gone. If I hit. Are you not?
How many black people die in Mount Everest? None. Because we're climbing up fucking mountains in the cold. How many black people get eaten by sharks? None.
Swimming near them.
They've taken diverse casting too far, bruv, because black people are not sneaking in the woods looking for witches.
Does that said black person die?
Probably die first.
If they die first, we're back on track. It's normal.
I can buy that they went into the woods because they die first. Yeah.
every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Saying names, who thinks they're fucking clever? You ain't a bloke, you're a bird, and I'm back to ruffle feathers. They call me the professor, though I never got a degree. But right now anything's possible. Leicester, we're top of the league, I'm having a party. Like Jamie Vardy, I'm celebrating too. Cause somebody gave me a knee, why would I break it in two? I don't do things by halves, the holy is as holy as I get. Take care of you when you're done, so you know about me, I'm a vet. Can kill, I don't play, I rap skilled, I quit rapping and I got a tax bill. Keep up, better speed up, speak on it, better speak up. Don't worry about what I'm lean off, all peed off, cause I'm peed up. Pigs took away my license, you see all that laughter, did it? Cause last July I went and got a new whip, big parked outside the police station, waiting till I see that pig and then revved it. Commotion, I'm thirsty, somebody hand me a little potion. What's the most happy or sad? I feel a lot of emotion, feel a lot of emotion, I'm in my tip. Anybody saying they're the boss has since been demoted? Demotion. Look, it's hard out here in these times. These guys have got no hope. Their flow's coke's been stepped on like 3 times. They got weak lines, deadlines, they got no shots. These shots at me, I mean D-swine. I grew up in E5. Well, you hear shots and then police side. Your girl's a groupie, blood. I see her preying me. Your life's a movie, but it went straight to DVD. I'm still the pro, bro, I'm still a fiend. So who's got all the pills? Somebody spill the beans. I'm blimey, I'm grimy, the way I'm rhyming just might be the reason all of these hot spices wanna season my meat. It's all about the timing, don't watch mine. Just went and copped a new watch to make up
for lost time.
I got a new watch, it's a Hublot, or is it Hublot? Fuck it, who knows? I'm lying anyway, it's an AP. Don't make me get old school, put on my AP. Pick up China, pick up AP. Virgin ain't the label that pays me. Virgin ain't the label that pays me. Virgin ain't the label. Back in here, giving a jab like I'm vaccinated. Sit back and relax a bit as I strap you in and inject the vaccination. You were never gonna rap this in, but keep practicing. You never know, it might pay off. If you see jams or reefer, know that it's day dot. Bad boys all day, every day, no day. Army, are you barmy? You need an army to army. PG, but I yell out cunt on live TV like Harvey. Ella, you cunt. I said Ella, you cunt. Not Ella, you cunt, but Ella's a cunt. You can tell I'm a cunt, one hell of a cunt. Cause I tend to get ahead of myself. So full of shit, I need an enema. I would rather listen to any of y'all than any of y'all. On my stereo, wickedest thing to come out of my area. It's pro, dig a hole, I bury. Why in the world would I ever remarry? Marry her, I got all these holes in the marry. Give me that spliff and let me spark it. Boy, I ain't even started. I don't miss any exes, I'm always on the target. Scarlet in my glass, with a whip that'll make your car sick. Foot loose and fancy free. Yeah, I'm back on the market, I apply the mice, but I still wash on your car. Back on the market, piss on your parade. Back on the market, money can't buy your car. Back on the market, but it can buy you cars. Back on the market.
We are back, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Back on the market.
Indeed, very good, very good word association there. I didn't even notice that. That was Back on the Market, the return single from Professor Green.
Good.
I think that's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, it dropped on Monday.
I think it's out or something, I don't know.
Well, if we're playing it, then it usually means it's out, right?
Yeah, it's out, it's out.
Yeah.
It's out and proud.
Mm, out and proud.
And proud, my
OAP.
Do you reckon that's actually what OAP stands for? Because they're like, they're nearing death.
No,
they're,
I'm pretty sure it's out, old age pensioner.
Out, they're just out and they're and proud of it, do you know what I mean?
No, like, no, you got to rein it in a bit, guys. Let's go with old age pensioner, you know what I mean? PR's everything.
I get it.
Let's do some legal.
Yeah, should we continue? Let's see how many we can get through.
Bare legal.
Yeah, let's see how many we can get through.
Yeah, let's get this.
I'm going to put the screen like that today.
Cool.
Why?
I don't know, it's just sick, isn't it?
Sure.
Okay.
You're weird.
You're weird.
No, you're weirder.
You're more
very,
weird.
Very, very weird.
You're really weird.
No, you're really, really, really weird, though.
Oh, you win.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's better to be weird than normal.
Yeah, well, you're normal.
No, I'm not. I'm weird. You just said it. I win.
Damn it! Call me again.
Yo, I just want to put it straight. Someone drew a dick with a permanent marker on my shirt. I don't know how or when. I was walking around central London and got stopped by the police. Nothing serious. They just mocked me. Do I tell the boss?
What?
Jack.
That's confusing. There's several things going on in that email.
I'm guessing it's a work shirt. His uniform.
Oh, uniform. Right, okay.
Or like, you know, he works an office job and he's got one shirt.
Yeah.
And someone drew cock on it. Maybe it's because they know you've got one shirt, man.
The boss will see it if you don't have to tell the boss. Unless you have to cover it up with a blazer or something.
Yeah, not in this heat. And maybe he doesn't have a blazer. Maybe a blazer's not part of the uniform.
Someone drew it when Jack was wearing it or when Jack was not wearing it?
When he was wearing it.
Does it say when he was wearing it?
It doesn't say, but...
Maybe not, actually.
He doesn't know how or when, which is odd. So he doesn't... You'd have a little look at your clothes before you put them on, wouldn't you, in the morning, just to see there's no dicks on them.
I never like scan for dicks.
Don't do a dick check. Don't do a dick check in the morning.
Okay. No. Scan for dicks.
Well, we will do now, won't you? Just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah, someone's, there might be someone going around.
Someone could be dicking you up.
Dicking your shirt.
Yeah.
Dicks out for Harambe.
A new sign was coming that would make me laugh. I've lost my ring. Sorry.
Which one?
I've got four. I've lost one of them. I don't know where it's gone now.
Oh.
Sorry, die. Sick. That's die.
eBay. Check eBay. You were away for a minute.
No, I don't think it's going to be there. Okay. Anyway, I don't know what you should do.
I think you should check how popular you are, man, because I don't know how many times I've ever run the risk of someone knowing that I wear something to work yet still drawing a cock on it. You might piss someone off, man. Because that's not something that you just do, you know.
It's banter, bro. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
People love a bit of banter.
Well, is it someone you work with or someone you live with? Either way, they don't. I don't think they like you.
They don't rate you.
They're not fans of you, Jack.
They're drawing dicks on you. Where was it as well? Like.
I mean, I hope it's on the back so we can.
Imagine if it was on his collar.
Yeah.
Just a dick on your collar. You can't hide that.
You've got to tell the boss. If it's permanent marker, you can't be working in wherever you're working with a dick on the uniform.
Yeah, for real.
So you've got to.
Imagine if it was like a TM Lewin. He was working. People coming in and going, that shirt you're wearing. Where.
They probably pay a fortune for
it. It's true, you know.
Someone has it on the
D&G
runway.
Or Gucci or something.
Yeah, if Kanye's new show had dicks on the collar.
Dick on the shirt.
Dick on the collar.
Dick on the collar, yeah. Right by the.
Yeah.
Dick on the collar.
You'd all be wearing it, dick on the collar.
Well, right by the cufflinks.
Oh, yeah, dick on the collar.
Man, I draw dicks on collars.
Because it's a new thing. It's going to become popular. Jack's ahead of the time. He's got it.
Could have started a trend.
Yeah.
That'd be like a major trend.
Yeah, that's what you should do. You should just embrace it.
Yeah.
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 Say it's a thing. Say you got the shirt like that.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's sorted for Jack. That's one down. Yeah.
Say you got the shirt like that. Was my rendition not good enough?
No, I preferred Anthony Costa singing it.
Fuck you. Hi. This morning a guy sat behind me on the bus. I'm snoring like a pig. What can I do if this happens again? P.S. The bus was busy and I couldn't really move. Alicia.
I think that's weird. Do pigs snore? Because that seems like a way he was snoring like a pig.
Well, it's a phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm interested to know, like, why.
They make that noise.
Snorty.
Yeah. It's called a snort.
If it happens again, I know what to do. Sit on the outside, never sit by the window. So if that happens again, you can just move. And then it's.
No, but she said she could probably move, but it was just too busy.
Oh, right. So she, okay, bus was busy and I couldn't really move. Well, there's nothing. Well, what can you do? Wake them up?
Oh, man.
Wear headphones? Put some headphones on. Listen to some tunes. Listen to Payne Sylvester's podcast.
Yes!
On your
That goes for each and every one of you that want to cancel that noise.
Exactly.
It's listen quite to us
every cost. Morning.
It's free from iTunes as well.
Yeah, iTunes, get it from the website.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
We're selling ourselves short, man.
I know, but, you know, you got to give them little samples, isn't it?
Well, you got
and we've given them, 50 samples now.
But we made the money on the legal advice. Well, these people don't know that. Oh, I just told them that we're secretly charging them, but not going to tell them how, so they can't stop us.
If you want to listen with no music and just this, go to iTunes. If you want to hear all the excellent music that you pick, then you go to foobarradio.com and then download the show with music.
And if you want to interact in the show like people are doing right now, then you just listen to the show live.
Yeah. But we're not allowed to say when it ends because you don't want people to know.
I don't want Iggy Azalea's troop.
Okay.
We finish at
lynch
me 7.
7, yeah. 7:02.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, that's another one. Good. That's awesome. speed law.
Powering through.
Doing speed law.
Hello.
Hello.
My flatmate always comes in late home. Comes in.
Always comes late home.
Yeah. Often drunk, so he's very loud and wakes me up. Then in the morning, his ensuite toilet is next to my bathroom, so I can hear him vomiting.
Oh.
I've mentioned this to him many times before. What can I do?
Use the bathroom.
You can put some headphones on when you go to sleep and listen to Pain and Sylvester.
And then when he's vomiting, I think it cancels out the vomit noise as well.
And when you're in the bathroom as well, because that's obviously where the problem arises.
Do you know what I mean?
Right?
It's free on iTunes.
Exactly.
You can just get it.
That's it.
You want
to keep them coming, man. I hope more people have got these things. I'm trying to cancel out the noise of listen to Payne and Sylvester's podcast.
How posh is that ensuite toilet? Ooh la la.
For real.
Very nice.
What do you mean?
He only wrote in to show off.
This posh. You didn't have to put ensuite.
I used to have an ensuite toilet. I don't anymore. That shows how my career's gone.
I love how that's a measure of wealth.
One day, when that tour's over, you'll be getting your ensuite back. Don't worry.
Do you know what I mean? It's all good. Don't worry about it. Support the ensuite. Support
well,
the
when we headline Glastonbury, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Remember, we've
spoken about this.
Oh, yeah.
Main stage, wasn't it?
Yeah. Main
stage. Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Legal advice.
Legal advice. 2 hours.
And people are just like, this is fucking amazing.
I'll get Blue just to come down just to sing that.
Absolutely. No, they get booed off stage.
No, yeah,
because they're just like,
will.
We just want Payne and Sylvester.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. Yeah,
but then,
yeah.
like, you can be there and, like, all the crew
all the
can be
them,
there.
All,
we'll
like,
be there.
You know, like, when, like, people have their, like, man them on stage.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Like,
so
we just have
I,
that lot. And, like,
in the stands, you just see bare celebrities, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
They're powerful people. Just coming, like, a Barack Obama will be there. Do you know what I mean?
No, but it's not even, like, celebs. It's, like, political figures.
Yeah, man.
They're just like, bruv, these guys.
Trust me. Law firms, like, you know what I mean? Like, representatives of law firms will be like, go down to Glastonbury and see how the fuck
they do it. It'll be like a seminar.
180,000 people, everyone.
And then we just get booked 5 years in a row. And the only reason they stop is because they're just like,
We've helped everyone in the world.
They want to keep it in legend status, so they want to stop us.
We'll say, like, no, we're not leaving the stage until everyone's problem here is sorted. We'll be here until next week. If
no, we just consistently play Glastonbury for the rest of our lives.
they just move, like, Glastonbury to every day.
Yeah,
basically.
Even when it's not on, we suddenly think it's every single day.
Yeah, Glastonbury's every day, 365 days
weekends,
a year now.
Yeah.
And it's 180,000 different people a day. And we're just firing through, like yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, do it. Listen to Payne and Sylvester podcast. Do that. Do you know what I mean? Just answering questions.
I'm going to get a lot of biscuits in for you, aren't I?
I'm going to need
No, Harley will do it all on one biscuit each time, though. That's the thing. That's what Harley. Because remember, that's all he asks for. Has anyone got a biscuit or something?
Yeah.
He'll do it all on one. That'll be his rider.
I'll just have a rich tea for him every time. There's a biscuit. If you do 10, lawyers.
6 pages for me, and then you just flip the page, and it's Harley's rider.
Oh, do you know what I haven't had in time? Like rich tea biscuit dunked in tea. I haven't had that for too long.
Yeah, that is something nostalgic. I might try that after the show at 7.
It's too hot for tea.
7:02.
We have actually got Hannah. Sorry, I wasn't gonna say her first name because I'm so familiar with her.
Just call her Witten.
Not like that. That sounds really weird as doesn't it? Yeah. But I am just had a good chat with Hannah actually downstairs. So I do feel I am much more familiar with her than I was last week.
Yep.
So she's up next. Hannah Witten's up next on a FUBAR. But we're powering through your legal queries
next.
Right now we got about 7 minutes.
We got a bit longer.
We'll give it seven.
But we need to get our practice in for Glastonbury because we need to be firing.
Speed law.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hi, guys. What's the rule on people stealing pens at work? I constantly have to buy new ones because mine disappear. Jess.
Listen to Payne and Sylvester podcast. Sorry, that doesn't work for that.
Sorry,
does that work for that one?
No, it doesn't work.
That's the rule. Listen, if you steal the pen...
Because the pen's against though, and it's an unwritten rule. Know what I'm saying?
What's the rule on stealing pens at work?
There isn't really one.
It's a free for
all. Well, we as the law, we can create one.
We can, yeah.
5 years, five stretch.
Don't take all the blue ones.
They're Argos pens. No one wants to steal those, do they?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, replace them.
Oh, with them
Argos.
Little ones.
Yeah, get the horrible.
That's
pen.
A good deterrent. Replace
don't steal
all.
Them from Argos.
No, the boss, the office boss can.
If, right.
Because is this person writing hoping to be able to steal some pens, or is he angry at people?
It's Jess. It's a woman.
All right, sorry, Jess.
Could be a man.
Is she angry that people are trying to steal pens, or does she want to know the rules so that she can?
No, well, I don't know because hers keep disappearing. So I presume.
Oh right, okay, cool. So she's obviously disgruntled. I think. There isn't really a rule. I can't really say there
is. But I just made one, and it's a thing. You can steal pens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but if they're nice pens, if someone takes my paper chase,
if someone's taking my fan,
it's got to be office supplies.
Yeah, office
has
supplies.
To be.
Oh, yeah.
Normal,
yeah.
Not nice.
Has to be.
Okay, cool. Next.
Easy.
Next.
Hey guys, I share a car with my sister and it reeks of weed. Don't know. She always leaves weed in the car too. I'm not really that happy about it. I get paranoid about police randomly pulling me over and finding it. I've told her to stop, but she won't and she doesn't care. Any advice? Meg from Pool.
Sell it all. Every time you find weed, sell it.
Or just smoke it all.
Maybe she doesn't.
I don't think she smokes, so sell it.
Sell it.
Turn your problem into cold hard cash.
Ain't it? Sell all of her drugs.
Yeah, that'll teach her to do what she wants with her own property.
That's true. That's good. That's good advice, actually.
That's very good.
Okay.
Bang. All right. Penultimate one. Hey guys, my parents keep talking to me about their sex life, buzz, and I can't take it anymore. It's horrifying. They argue that I'm 19 now and should be mature enough to discuss sex with them openly. But this isn't a legit argument, right? It's never okay for parents to tell their kids about their bedroom activities. Do you agree? Cheers, Steve in Luton.
Yeah, that is a good
way. I wholeheartedly agree with that, Steve.
And I was going to say that you could kind of make it backfire by really graphically describing yours, but something tells me that they probably not. They wouldn't mind.
They wouldn't mind. And that's still even weird.
That would be awful.
Yeah, that'd make you feel even worse. Man, you got to get a better job and move the fuck out, bro.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do. Or change your number if you don't live at home. If they're like phoning you doing this shit, change your number, bro.
Just emancipate yourself from them. Just go. That's it.
Yeah.
Not all my parents.
I love the choice of word.
Emancipate
yourself from them. Bloody hell. It was political there. That's some Bob Marley levels there
That's what Macaulay Culkin did to his.
But is that the word they used in the film synopsis?
Yeah, emancipated.
A young New York boy emancipates himself.
No, in real life.
Oh, sorry,
I'm going to
lie.
No.
That's all Macaulay Culkin means to me. He's not even a real person. He's just the guy that played Kevin McAllister.
He's still
so if you say
now.
From his parents, I think
Kevin. Yeah, Kevin! Right.
Or he could cut his dad's dick off.
Oh.
So they can't have sex anymore.
Wow. Bit antichrist,
you could get Joseph around from earlier to come and lick someone's bum. I don't know. They probably wouldn't tell you about
They'd
that.
They'd tell
would
you
they?
About that. They would definitely tell you about that.
So we just use him for any issue now.
That's why we need to take Joseph on, really, as part of the associates here for all bum licking activities.
We'll apply for early parole.
Yeah.
With,
we'll get Joseph
Toke.
Joseph Toke. We're calling him now.
Toke. Joseph Toke.
So I smoke weed and lick bum.
From down the bum meat market.
Bum meat market. Amazing.
Oh,
I love how that's still a private joke.
I know.
Bum meat
like, because I think we'll probably have quite a few listeners.
Who by now know what bum meat is.
But then a lot who have absolutely no idea. Yeah.
All right, cool. So basically, bum meat is when on a hot, usually humid day, you have been walking a lot, and obviously the friction caused between your two bum cheeks rubbing together, it will cause a level of heat, and that mixed with, you know, the sweat and maybe some lint as well, if you wear like wool boxers, so probably no lint, but like, you know, it just creates this sort of, you know, substance, this quite fine sort of substance in between
fine,
this fine substance, really rather delicate substance that just lines the inside of your batty crease.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called bum meat.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, lads. My boyfriend is really grossed out by me eating food off of the floor. But come on, 5-second rule.
Right.
Admittedly, it's more like a 1-minute rule for me. What's your legal opinion on the 5-second rule? It should be changed to at least 30 seconds, right? P.S. I have quite a cleanish house. Sarah from Hertfordshire. I love her honesty.
I know. How many times is this happening?
Isn't it? It's a thing. She's just putting food on the floor and then yamming it.
Yeah,
it's
cleanish as well. It's not clean. Cleanish house.
I'm not going to change the 5-second rule to a thing because I think that's just weird. If you're just about for a minute before you eat the food off the floor.
What food as well? If it's like
saucy,
like spaghetti. So,
yeah, you're gonna like really scoop that off the floor. Like, you know, you really get a fork, a knife and fork, and you just really like you're getting it off a plate and then put it back on the plate.
I mean,
But
if it's like, I don't know,
a
like
crisp, not if it's something that
it's not gonna stick. Like,
I don't.
Look,
if it's like a crisp or something, it's probably all right, isn't it? If it's cooked though, if it's like,
I think if you can't lift it up with one finger, you shouldn't eat it.
If you've got to use a spoon, if you have to spoon it off the floor, then don't eat it.
If you can't lift the whole thing off with one finger, you shouldn't be eating it after
a curry. Everything. Curry.
You can't get everything off with one finger.
I was joking.
She's got really long fingernails.
No, I'm saying, imagine.
It's got a hook on your finger. You just took it.
Happy Hams must
things out are off.
He's got like the 2 hour rule.
I think things like bread, I think that's okay.
I don't know. Bread, cause it's liable to pick up a bit of fluff in that,
mate. Yeah, it will get some fluff on it.
I think a lot of shit will get fluff
but
on
can
it.
You rinse it?
You never know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's another good factor. Can you rinse it?
If you can rinse it, then I maybe yes. But if you can't, then no.
Oh, like some kind of vegetable.
Yeah, or fruit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you
even
can rinse
pasta,
it.
You can
go in.
Rinse pasta.
You
can rinse the sauce
not
off of it.
Not the sauce, just a bit of pasta.
No, but if you dropped a bit of pasta on the floor, I don't think you'd really kind of put that in your mouth. You let that one.
Yeah. You let it slide.
You let that one go, innit? That's collateral damage. That innit? Like,
yeah, that's true.
You
know.
But a crisp, pasta. You might be like, oh, whatever. No, you got to pick it up with your hands. You pop it in your mouth, innit? But pasta, I've never kind of thought, oh shit.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
Tube there.
I need that bit of spaghetti. That's my favourite bit. I was eyeing that the whole time. Okay, well, that's did we do it then? That was good.
We did quite a few.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are going to now play your game.
Yeah, and we're going to cut it down slightly because I just realised that we've actually done two of the ones that are on here. So I've got less on here.
All right.
But this is Lawyer Liar.
Mm-hmm.
You've won one, Harley.
Lawyer versus Liar.
Lawyer versus Liar.
Forgot the name of your own game.
I know, I did. You have won one. We're on week three, so it's all to play for. And I'm just going to... How many have you got? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Which is... Like,
I sound like I was on the worst game show ever.
No, we instantly just became enemies, over the desk.
You need something to make this more exciting. You need like some theme music or like where's the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to theme music at least.
Okay, I need to remember that.
Yeah, man, have some faith in your product, Nat, man.
Yeah, you're selling yourself a bit short.
Just flings this game show on us. It's got no title music.
No name.
No name.
We come up with the name ourselves.
I know, I need to have more faith.
There you go.
Okay, number one.
They lost.
I feel like we might have done this one last week, and I can't remember, but just go with me. And if we have, then just go with it again, all right?
Just went in the bin. Just picked out some papers from the waste paper bin. This will work.
Did we talk about stealing sperm last week?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't think I was here then.
Yeah, okay. We definitely did. Because
the man divorced his wife.
Yeah.
Did we do this one? A man divorced his wife and did not want to pay compensation, so he sued her on grounds of sperm theft.
Yeah, we did that, yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, I can't remember the answer, but...
Yeah, neither can I.
Because last week it was ridiculous, because it was just like a guessing game of how much they won.
Yeah.
And I always got like really close, and then you just like fly in with like...
Yeah, it's true.
And it was so ridiculous.
So you were going up too high, as Michael says, always go up by 5.
No. Ooh, yeah. I'd be like... Nearly nail it.
Okay.
And then you'd be like, no, but you're so close. And then you'd fly in with like a grand more and just win.
Well, let's see how we get on now. A man who is said to look like the basketball legend Michael Jordan says he felt uncomfortable hearing people make the constant comparison, which caused emotional pain and suffering. So he tried to sue Michael Jordan for $416 million. 16 is very specific, not 15.
Oh, no.
$416 million. He also sued Nike for the same amount on the grounds that they made Jordan a recognisable celebrity. But did he win or lose his case?
Of course he didn't win.
No fucking way. You mad?
Right, yeah, right. But that's good though, isn't it? I don't have any more facts on that.
You should have got arrested for that shit. You're just wasting people's time making fucking claims.
Who wouldn't want it? If you look like Michael Jordan, embrace it. It's a good thing, isn't it?
If it's causing you an inconvenience, and
in what way? How is it causing you?
People coming up to you in the street for no reason, and you having to spend your life telling people that you're not him.
1-1. Right. A New York student filed a £72,000 case against her university when she was unable to find a job months after completing her bachelor's degree in information technology. She sought to recoup the $70,000 she has spent in her tuition from her school. Did she win or did she lose?
I think she won.
Okay.
I want to say win, yeah.
Do you have any figure about how much that she would have won?
I think she won the whole thing.
Okay.
70 bags.
How much do you think she would have won?
Or actually, no, I don't think she won.
I reckon she won 1 year's worth of tuition.
Okay, and you're saying full 70 bags.
No, I reckon she won 50 bags.
You're both wrong, because she lost, and she received absolutely no money in compensation.
Oh, I see.
Right, but this is my favourite one, I think. Los Angeles traffic cop, Macreda Patterson, said she was injured by... by a defective thong. I was putting on my
Wait, say that again.
She said she was injured. She's a traffic cop.
Right.
And she said she was injured by a defective thong. She says, I was putting on my underwear from Victoria's Secret and the metal popped into my eye. She sued them for £25,000 or dollars, I'm pretty sure.
She won.
She did not win. The case was dropped.
That's a par.
No one's winning today.
No one's winning, including, well, you both win because none of you got that, so it was one each. I would have more, but.
Yeah. One apiece.
I realise we've done some. Right.
Well, I can't remember the sperm one.
Let's just do the sperm one then.
Yeah. I can't remember what the figure was. I know, did he win? I can't remember. He lost.
Yeah, have figures here. A man divorced his wife and did not want to pay him compensation, so he sued her on grounds of sperm theft, saying that she did not tell him that she was using birth control pills. Did he win or lose?
I think we did this, but I can't remember. Okay. How do I not remember?
Well, did he win? Just say it's win or lose this week.
It was ridiculous.
It's not figures, it's win or lose.
He won.
We lost.
I remember saying.
Do you know the only reason I said won? I was going to say lose, but then I was like, I'd rather draw than have the potential of losing this game.
Well, you both drew, so. Very good. And next week.
Amazing.
We'll have more next week. Lawyer versus liar, but not with you, Harley.
Not with me.
Next week it will be actually.
Well, maybe Reese will be back.
Reese is back next Wednesday. Week.
Is he?
He has tweeted to tell us he would like a sperm shot. He wants to know how he can get it as a ringtone. He very much enjoyed that, so he is
sperm
listening.
Shot.
He's listening to the show.
Mm. Guan, Reese is
so
back.
I'm delighted that he's back. Too.
I'm not going to be here though. That's fucked.
No, it's fine.
We'll be a year and a week old.
Means that he really gets to pick the Play-Doh songs because we're playing. Oh no, who am I? I'm playing Reese then, am I? So that means you get to pick the songs and I'm playing Reese next week and I'll be winning.
You'll definitely be Reese.
Yeah.
No offence, Reese. But yeah, on that note, we're going to say goodbye to ya. Hannah Witten's up next from 6 till 8. I'm off to. You don't deserve to know where I'm going. We'll be back.
You don't deserve.
Week.
That's nice, isn't it?
My daddy's coming round and I'm cooking dinner.
Nice. No, I'm going to get chased down the road by some Iggy Azalea fans. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see how far I can run. I'm going to run with Jacob. I know Jacob's going to be running somewhere.
Now, where is he?
I don't know. He's set off already. No, there he is.
Nah, he was the one who spread it.
The Iggy Azalea thing.
Yeah, he made that all happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's just plotting your downfall.
Yeah.
It's mad elaborate as well. He'll do it.
It is mad elaborate.
But anyway, we'll see you next week from 4 till 6, Wednesday. This is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
You Bye.
Are absolute G's.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways?
She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, yeah. Make a new plan, stay.